You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more. But blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, your host, Andy DeRiso's flying co-pilot. She'll be bringing us the news in the latter half of the third hour. Also, Katie Whalen will be bringing us the health report. And she's got some really good stuff on tap, as does Annie. And before we rejoin Doug Hagman of the Hagman & Hagman Report, I want to talk to you about my friend Steve Quayle, who, by the way, will be a featured guest on next week's show. How about that for a 1-2 punch? Doug Hagman 1 week, Steve Quayle the next. I challenge any show to meet that. Anyway, I want to talk about the economy for a second. $18 trillion deficit, $1.5 quadrillion credit swap derivatives debt. The interest is $504 trillion. The entire GDP of the planet is $79 trillion. And that's a high-end estimate. You need to get out of cash. You need to get out of your bank. I've written countless articles about this. And they're planning to take your cash from you now. They're planning to take your retirement. You need to get as free of the banks as you possibly can. Just leave enough cash in there to carry out basic monthly business like paying your mortgage or your rent, buying groceries, paying basic bills. Don't run up your credit cards. But the best thing you can do is get involved with Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. Steve's been selling precious metals for over 34 years. He's your trusted source for buying gold. And in case you've been locked away in the mainstream media and haven't heard of Steve Quayle, which I find hard to believe, he's got tons of years being behind the microphone, a news aggregate site that is the best in the world. And now he's bringing us Renaissance Precious Metals, which is gold, silver, and coins. You need to get out of the bank. You know, in November of 2014, the G20 nation said that your bank deposits are not money. They're trying to do away with cash and secret meetings in London, as reported by Paul Joseph Watson from InfoWars. You need to get into gold and silver, because if you survive this collapse that's coming, and we're living in a post-collapse society, what's going to be good? You think they're going to take the dollar? They're not going to take the dollar. They're going to take gold and silver and coins. And this is what Steve offers. I want you to call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And I say this lovingly, only a fool keeps his money in the bank. Get a hold of Steve Quayle tomorrow at 406-586-4842 and tell him Dave Hodges sent you, and you'll get free overnight shipping. Well, our special guest for the remainder of this hour is Doug Hagman of the Hagman & Hagman Report, and you can find him at HagmanandHagman.com. And his show airs from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, and you can connect through that to his website and connect into Blog Talk. And in fact, he's having a special guest tomorrow night. I'll leave that anonymous for the moment. No, actually, I'm privileged to be coming on Doug Hagman's show. And we thought we would do a 1-2 punch. That Doug would come
it'd
on
be great,
do.
Dave.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we're doing the 1-2 punch. Hagman on the Hodges Show Sunday night and Hodges on the Hagman Show on Monday night. So, you're not going to want to miss this. But, Doug, where would you like to take this from here? What are you doing? Let me just ask you this. What are you doing to prepare if Jade Helm goes hot? Because you know you got to be on the red list.
Well, yeah, I'm actually... I'm laying in a fetal position right now as we speak, and soon I'll have a blanket over me and just whimpering and cowering in the corner. No, you know, seriously, that's a great question. To say what we're doing right now would be probably not very smart. However, I'll say this: anyone who's not preparing, any vocal, the political dissident, so to speak, or classified political dissident of this or any administration, anyone who is this new terrorist now, pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion, anti-Islam, or pro-Christian, pro-Bible, if you're not taking this seriously, then you are a fool. And I'm sorry, but I don't know how else to describe it, because if you look at the entirety of this operation, and as you said correctly, David, and as your research has pointed out, this is not confined to a smaller geographical area like they're saying. No, this is all across the United States in various forms and subsets. But to prepare for it, I believe, certainly, you've got to take normal precautions and then multiply them by 100, okay? And when I say that, I'm not talking about, going just totally off the grid and you know, living off of berries and branches in the woods. No, no. I'm just saying be very smart about what you're doing. Don't do anything, for example, and I'll just use this banking. You know, when you're doing your banking, and as you said, and I totally agree with this, you shouldn't have more than your a month or two of bills money-wise in the bank. I don't have a problem with that, and I don't think you do either. Watch what you do, because the average person, and I think this was pointed out some time ago, the average person commits like 3 felonies a day, okay, without even knowing it. Even withdrawing certain amount of cash or depositing certain amount of cash in such a way called structuring could very well be a violation, at least in the eyes of the government. And they could look at that and say, wait a minute, you know, you're in violation of the Financial Crimes Act and you know, haul you away, basically, or charge you. So just be, what I'm doing is I'm being very conscious of my actions and also watching. The biggest thing we could do, I believe, and the most important thing we can do, aside from preparing and all the stuff that people understand, is be very aware of what's going on around you. Start to look up. Start to look around. When I say look up, people have a tendency to walk with their heads in an iPad or iPhone. Look up. See if they're, you know, I mean, I was talking to a guy not too long, last week or the week before, who actually had seen a drone over his property. Now, this guy lives in a rural area. However, what's a drone doing in his property? And he happens to be a very vocal opponent to the administration's policies and actions. So I guess what I'm saying to you is become much more aware of your surroundings. Enact counter-surveillance measures where appropriate. I've been getting reports of patriots, self-proclaimed patriots, as well as known, very high, well-known patriots who have been followed, who have been, strange things have happened. So be aware of your surroundings, and certainly any new person that comes into your life, I would take a look at that person. And I know that kind of sounds way out there and kind of even off the charts here a little bit, but be aware of who you make friends with. And by all means, if you are preparing, whether it's food, gold, silver, as you mentioned, regardless of what it is, keep it to yourself. Don't share it even with family members. That would put family members at risk, and certainly you don't want to do that. Just keep it to yourself. Be very private about what you're doing. So that's kind of my two cents, or my, in a nutshell, you know, matters of preparation. But Jade Helm, you know, Dave, if you want to continue on this line, one thing that was stated during the, is it okay, by the way? I guess I didn't.
Yeah, I want to go back to it, but I want to interject something first.
Sure.
One of the things, I think everyone needs to know this, and I'm not an expert on how to evade detection, but I think one of the warning signs, people ask me, when will it be time to run, Dave? I think I might be on the red list. So when will it be time to run to avoid that 1 a.m. they crash your door down, they come in, guns drawn, and they're going to do what they're going to do? And to me, right now, the litmus test is when the economy fails. If you think you're on the red list, that's the time to go into hiding, but you can't go to a primary source. You got to go to a primary source, friend of a friend of a friend. And what I learned from one of my contacts that used to be in Intel, he said, you could have a cell phone nowhere around you. And this really shocked me. And I said, well, of course you wouldn't take your own cell phone. He said, you can't take any cell phone. He said, they can tap into any cell phone, and they do simultaneously with the NSA computers, and they have your voice prints. And if they're looking for you, they can simply target your voice prints. And if you're in the proximity of a cell phone, whether it's being active or even if the battery's out of it, they can find you and locate where you're at. Did you know that, Doug?
Yes. Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, the last conference I went to, I met with a former intelligence official. And we actually went... no cell phones allowed, period, anywhere near us. Didn't talk in the vehicle we were in. We had to go to a pretty remote location, and only after exiting the vehicle, walking a ways, were we able to really converse and have a conversation about topics that were important. So, yes, I mean, anything electronic, and I used to never believe this. I used to think that people were absolutely nuts. You know, in terms of, sorry about that. I guess I,
that's the NSA calling you, telling you to knock it off.
Yeah, really. okay, anyway, sorry about that. I used to believe that people that would talk about, your dishwasher's spying on you, your smart TV's spying on you. I used to think they were nuts. But when you've got former officials like this, saying, look, you know, anything you do, if you're around any kind of electronics, you're in danger of being intercepted. So, yeah, that's great.
That's exactly right. That includes being in your automobile with your car. In fact, especially if you have OnStar. If you got OnStar, they're going to find you no matter where you're at. You cannot leave to go into hiding with OnStar. You really can't take your car. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's really been jumping out at me, and I don't know if this is a sign from God. I hope it's not. But when I pull up to these, we have a lot of highway construction going on not too far from where I live out here in rural Arizona. And what I've noticed is they can't wait to get these cameras up. Even before the street lights are operational, the cameras are going. And
that's true.
Facial recognition is everywhere. And so you're going to almost, as funny as it sounds, someone's going to have to drive you. You're going to have to wear a mask. I kid you not. And you're going to have to go to a friend of a friend of a friend that can't be connected to one of your primary contacts. And by the way, Doug, when you and I get together at this conference we're going to go to in Washington, D.C., when we sit down and have breakfast together, the fact that your cell phone is in proximity to mine makes our threat matrix score go up exponentially. And this is how they know who you hang out with. They have a matrix. This is all done by computer. It's going to be really hard when they come looking for you to evade detection unless you've already planned it ahead of time to avoid the surveillance.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I have a cell phone only for travel purposes, and Dave, I'm not really that bright when it comes to electronic gadgets. That probably speaks to my age. I don't know. I mean, my wife handed me, when her mom was sick, handed me her cell phone, and it was a kind that didn't have any, you know, I'm used to having the phones with numbers on them, and it just had a glass screen, and I, you know, where are the numbers? So anyway, that shows you how up on things I am. So
right there with you. It is a sign of the times in terms of our age. Hey, let's go back to Jade Helm. What stone haven't we turned over so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting, too. The people who mock us for saying that this is just nothing but a conspiracy theory. If you look at the terminology being used, and you've covered this, I mean, you are in the commonsenseshow.com, Dave Hodges. You are perhaps at the tip of the spear, I believe, with respect to exposing what's going on with Jade Helm. And you're paying a heavy price for it, too, the vilification of you know, your people are vilifying you in the corporate media. But, you know, they talk about asymmetric warfare. And, of course, if you look up just simply the Wikipedia, which I despise, but look up the Wikipedia page that explains asymmetrical warfare. And it describes war between belligerents and a state military. So in the context of Jade Helm, it would be the U.S. military and those who are labeled as domestic terrorists, which, you know, of course, would include patriots, militia groups, Christians with end-time beliefs, veterans, constitutionalists, and so on. And what we really haven't covered, and if I can just extend this beyond the shores of America, if you look at the NSA, but look at the counterparts of the NSA, GCHQ, building, of course, being modeled after the occult Triquetta, nicknamed the Donut, over there in the UK. Look at the Canadian version of the NSA, the Communications Security Establishment. Look at the other Western intelligence agencies. These are all working together. We have to think bigger. We have to think on a global level because, as you rightly point out in your articles, Dave, this is all global. And although the Operation Jade Helm is, in fact, domestically here in America, don't think if you're listening to this in the UK or in Canada that you're not going to be subjected to this or some level thereof. And, you know, the world is going toward this oppressive state of tyranny. And, of course, that's going to be the New World Order. It's going to be tyrannical. And, of course, we have to understand, you know, the entirety of the Jade Helm project and the architecture of Jade Helm, not just domestically, but globally. So we've got to think a lot bigger than what we have been. And, of course, the Jade, you know, the other thing I want to mention, too, and I said this, and I said this on my program. I said Jade was not an acronym for anything. I said this a while back, and boy, did I ever get corrected. You know, it's interesting because Jade, the documents there, and as you pointed out, the Joint Assistance for Deployment and Execution, folks, I mean, the documents are all out there. This dates back to 17 March 1998. In terms of the architecture of Jade being in the title of certain military documentation and the intent. So I guess what I'm saying to you is think bigger globally, geographically, that is, but also think deeper in terms of what this operation is all about, the mapping of the human domain, the psychological aspects of what's taking place, and lastly, the thing I don't think that a lot of people are looking at is expect, as Jade Helm evolves, expect that you will have people, even members of your own family, turning you in. Okay? And that's very chilling for me to say. But when you're hungry, and as you point out, the economy collapses, and people who haven't prepared, who have mocked you, and they're hungry, they're tired, they're cold, they're, you know, third world kind of conditions for the promise of a hot meal or a warm shelter. Don't think for a moment that they won't say, hey, well, my Uncle Dave or my Uncle Doug is hoarding food or has military or has weapons or has whatever, you know, and that's for the average person out there to really comprehend. So there's a big psychological component to this. There's a big component to the infiltration. The infiltration is extremely important, and I just really can't drive that point home far enough.
Any suggestions on how we deal with it?
be aware of it. Be aware of it, and everything that you do, just make sure, and this is part of the evasion tactics, everything that you do, just understand that it should be held close and personal. Your plans should be close and personal. If you, I mean, certainly share it with your wife or your spouse, assuming, of course, they're on board with you. But everything else, everything that you do, just keep it to yourself. Don't broadcast the fact that you're preparing. Don't broadcast yourself as a prepper. Don't share your plans with people, with anybody, really. And just be very careful about who you deal with.
Too late for me. I've kind of blown it in the articles I've written. Hey, I want to read you a brief email I received. And this is in no way meant to disparage this person, because we're all at different levels of understanding as to the tyranny that we're facing. But I wanted to get your reaction to this, Doug, because this is so typical of what we're going to encounter, is people run from CNN and Fox and come to us for answers because they know how much they're being lied to. Here was the email. Dave, just catching your show for the first time. Unfortunately, you're promoting Steve Quayle and InfoWars, both of whom over time I've considered to be disinfo and disingenuous. Nothing I've ever heard Steve Quayle warn about's ever come. InfoWars, give me a break. And here's the coup de grace. Not worried about Jade Helm anymore. We got about 45 seconds to the break, but do you want to give a quick synopsis, and I'll let you come back to that when we come back from the break?
Go back to watching Dancing with the Stars or whatever it might be. You know, look, at this point, do your own homework. Don't rely on Dave Hodges. Don't rely on Steve Quayle or InfoWars. Do your own homework. Evaluate what you hear in the paid corporate media. All the media is owned by six corporations, basically. Everything that you watch, six corporations. They're all working for the same global elite, Luciferian, satanic, agenda. You know, so bottom line is, look, any rational, insane person, and if would certainly understand what's going on. And
exactly. We got to scoot. Yeah, we're up against a hard break. We'll come back. We'll pick up. Oh, I have a finishing thought on that email when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. I want to remind everybody again about Steve Quayle's great offer. He's got free shipping, and that's if you use the name Common Sense Show or Dave Hodges. And in these tough economic times, you need to get ready to survive and come out the other side as whole as possible. And this segment is brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. And I want you to get a hold of Steve tomorrow. Talk to him about your options. He'll let you start small. He'll let you start big. I recommend it. You know, get what you can, because cash is a losing venture. Again, Steve's number, 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And tell Steve that Dave Hodges sent you. Our special guest is Doug Hagman from HagmanandHagman.com. Clearly one of the top shows on the net. And, Doug, let me just say this in response to that email that I just read. And I don't mean this as a personal criticism. So if that individual is listening, please do not take it that way. Because I, at one time, too, didn't really know what to make of Alex Jones. And the first time I heard Steve, I go, well, he makes some sense on some things. I don't know about the other. But I'm telling you, if these two guys go away, we're going to lose a lot of the information we get. And this information is needed for us to prepare to survive the hard times that are coming. And these are two of the giants in our industry. And I don't know for the life of me, if you don't believe Fox and CNN, why you would not rush to people like Alex and Steve, because they have stood the test of time. And they are right a whole lot more than they've ever been wrong. Doug, your reaction to that?
You know, I agree 100%, Dave. And let me just say this. Back in 2002, 03, 04, I was the kind of guy that said, Bush had, I was a pro-partisan kind of guy. I was not very well informed, if at all. I was a meathead, okay? Really, I really was. I was a moron, and I was not awake as to what was going on. But as an investigator, I started looking and I started digging. And I even called, I was talking to, when I, right after I met Steve Quayle, as our friendship developed, I even told him, I said, Steve, I think you're really, off your nut. And I mean, we used to have conversations, very colorful conversations. But I had, even recently, I had apologized to him. I said, you know, you were ahead of your time. And the things that he was reporting back in the early, late 90s, for example, are coming to pass. He's been being proven correct. So the bottom line is this. You know, everyone, and you're right, when you mention this, when you preface that email, everyone arrives at different, everyone is at a different level in terms of their awareness. And Dave, you're so right, and I really can't fault that emailer, except to say, please, 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 for your own salvation, both spiritual as well, and hopefully the spiritual, or she's spiritual, but for your own salvation as well as your future, your physical future, please understand what Dave Hodges is saying, and please understand that there is a clear and present danger, and you've been lied to. The lie is so big, it is absolutely incredible. One of the, real quick, one of the, best quotes I've ever heard, J. Edgar Hoover, saying the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. That's J. Edgar Hoover saying that, and that was not sarcasm. So just to repeat that, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. Well, there you have it.
And he was the one who basically disavowed the existence of organized crime for decades.
Yeah.
Participated in the cover-up of JFK's murder.
Yep.
And he's making a comment like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, yeah, there you go. And look what Hitler had said, and his minions as well, about the bigger the lie, the more people will believe the lie. So, you know, we everything that we're seeing, I mean, the lie is different at every level, but the lie is so huge that, you know, we don't know. It's almost like we're living in the Matrix, and we don't know. We can't tell that we're living the lie, in a lie. But if you don't believe it, just look at the unemployment figures, you know, what the government says, and look at reality. And we can go on and on. But the bottom line is, you know, yeah, hey, I was there, too. And I get it.
Yeah, I was, too. You know what? I didn't have an excuse, Doug. I had a father who was ONI, and was involved in some pretty high-level stuff from time to time. And I met friends along the way who knew a lot about the Kennedy assassination, and that opens up a whole can of worms. And Pat Wood, a friend of mine now, frequent guest on the show, had written a book called Trilaterals Over Washington. And
yep.
And I read that in 1980 as a young guy, and I said, boy, I know this stuff's true, but my life was working. And because my life was working, I kept living my life and not getting involved. It wasn't until John McCain and his band of globalists tried to steal my property and that of 300 of my neighbors so they didn't have to pay us for the right-of-way for a Canamex highway corridor did I find out really this is everyone's fight. So if they're not being attacked today, Doug, everyone will soon be attacked.
Exactly. You are so right. And, you know, yeah, I really can't add to that except to say bravo and amen. You know, and people will find out, and hopefully before it's too late, people will find out that they're engaged in this fight. They just don't know it yet. And they will become victimized. Hopefully they'll wake up before it's too late. And, you know, they'll be in my prayers.
We need their numbers, no question. Let me ask you the question that everyone is wondering. What is your estimation about whether or not American troops will fire on American citizens, and how many, what percentage, would you guess, of the military will side with the American people?
Wow. Well, Dave, you know, I defer to you on that, given the information that you have provided on your website, thecommonsenseshow.com. I defer to you because you've done a lot of the research on that. I would have to say the numbers that you had shown through emails and through your conversations and discussions about this seem to be ring pretty true. I think that we are seeing a new generation, however, coming into the military, as we're seeing a new generation coming into the police agencies, that they're wired differently, for lack of a better term. And I can see where the influx of this new generation may change things, may change. Will they fire? I think some will. Will they fire on American citizens? Yeah, I think so. Would they kill their own mother? I think some will. And I say that because of the, if you go back to the programming, and you had mentioned Obama as a Manchurian candidate, that brings up the verifiable, the MK Ultra CIA mind control programming techniques that they never went away. And for those who doubt, the Church Commission back in the 70s had exposed a lot of this. The bottom line here is, you know, I think there's a component of the not only the troops but the police who will fire on Americans, but I also think that provisions have been made through foreign troops in this country to be the coup de grace and to make sure that Americans will suffer the consequences, and there will be, extermination with extreme prejudice at the hands of foreign troops. What do you think, Dave? I mean, it's just my
thought. Well, that makes me wonder. See, one of the things that makes me think that Jade Helm may not go live, but it'll be a successor to Jade Helm, is because of the lack of potential compliance that the powers that be would face with American troops who will someday say, enough's enough, I'm not going to kill any more Americans, they're not the enemy, you are. And I think that at some point in time, we're going to see a Jade Helm exercise in which the primary participants are foreign.
And for I agree. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And we're seeing that now. I've been getting reports of foreign troops, and obviously we've got mutual aid pacts with different countries, and I get that. I understand that, training here in the United States. I do understand that. However, when the balance, the numbers shift to such an extent that you are actually training these foreign troops on our land using our equipment, using our hardware, using our computer programs, what are we doing here? I mean, seriously, does this make sense? And if so, in what context? Well, you know, how many choices do we have of different potentials, possibilities? And then I think the bottom line on this is there's certainly a nefarious aspect to this, and I think there are preparations being made for this, as you so well state.
Yeah, I think Jade Helm only goes live in an emergency, and I think also an emergency is a mitigating variable, Doug, and by that I mean I think more severe the false flag might be, nuclear detonations, for example, in multiple cities at the hands of ISIS. I think you'll get more soldiers to carry out lethal orders against American citizens if the situation is extreme enough because they'll be operating out of fear.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, I look back, what historical events do we have to give us an inkling as to what might happen? I mean, what happened during Katrina? What happened, and that's more recent, of course, in terms of the broader scope of history. But I really believe that, that we're in trouble here. Now, I also believe that there will be a large contingent who will side with the American people. But what about the Flag Corps? How do we explain, and I think you did a great job, the Flag Corps military, the high-ranking military officials purged or taking leave you know, from the military. What's going on with that? And why would Obama, in his this imperialistic style kingship, purge military, you know, at those levels, at such high levels? Could it be a factor of allegiance? I submit that yes. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I would agree. You know, along the message that foreign troops are here and they're in a growing number, let me read to you an email I received yesterday, and I'm tying it into something I'm writing tomorrow. Dave, longtime listener, just an FYI that I have no doubts there are foreign troops on U.S. soil. My wife works in a position at PDX, Portland, Oregon Airport. Approximately 3 weeks ago, she reported that approximately 150 Russian-speaking soldiers wearing black and blue camo uniforms landed at PDX. All 150 were quickly loaded up on white, unmarked buses and transported away from the airport. I also have confirmation from someone who saw it on the same day. I don't have that email available to me. I got that email 3 weeks ago when this happened. I got this email yesterday. And so clearly the foreign soldiers are continuing to pour into the country. And yet, you know, when you write about this, I would say, Doug, of all the things I've written over several years, and there's, you know, controversy is no stranger to me, the one area that I get criticized the most for is talking about Russians being on our soil.
Wow. That's a criticism. That's the area of concern or the area of, wow, that's interesting. I mean, they're on our soil. There's no doubt about it. The numbers, I suppose, might be in question or what they could question, but the bottom line is they are on our soil. And what are they doing here? And they're being trained, you know, using our own equipment, our equipment. They're being trained in our tactics. They're being trained in our cities, well, or mock-ups thereof. But regardless, does that even make sense in the environment, in today's environment? I question
well,
that.
Well, especially for a country like Russia that has threatened to nuke us numerous times over Ukraine, over Syria. You know, these people should be considered to be enemies, and yet Obama sees fit to invite them into the country.
Sure. Yeah. It's an open-door policy for not just the illegal immigrants, but for certainly for, you know, for the foreign military and foreign agents. I mean, you know, McCarthy, during the McCarthy era back in 1950 through 53, roughly, where he exposed the communist infiltration within the Department of State and other branches of government. He was correct, okay? Now, many people took issue with his personality and his other proclivities, if you will, but really, in retrospect, he was correct, and I think that had a lot to do with the stage being set, with today's global stage being set. Whether you agree with him or not, I think the facts show that we have been infiltrated from within, and this infiltration has been taking place over decades. So, you know, once again, to bring it circle around back to Jade Helm, I think Jade Helm, which, by the way, I don't believe will ever end. It's going to be an exercise that has this ostensible end date to it. But it's going to continue in various forms and manners and methods, and it's going to evolve into the point that you just mentioned, where at some point in time there will be an occasion where we will be overrun, and it'll be from you know, foreign troops, and what previous presidents of the Soviet Union, leaders of the Soviet Union, had verified or had stated that they were going to take us over. So, are we not to take them at their word? You know, I think not. I mean, I think we have to pay attention to what they've said.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. By the way, we heard back from the commenter, and they have resorted to name calling, and they seem just unusually angry. And usually, people like that, and I'm speaking from my counseling background, they got to work on their hostility issues before they take on the New World Order. So, yeah, cross that one off the list. But let's talk about something that I know nothing about, And I wanted to expose my audience tonight because I know Steve is going to get into this heavily next week. And that's the subject of CERN. Is CERN this like a Stargate to a different reality?
Wow. You know, we've had Tom Horn on, Chris Putnam, and Steve Quayle on talking about CERN, which is the Large Hadron Collider in Europe. And I've got to tell you, there's a lot of discussion about what it is and what its objectives are. Of course, you know, the search for the God particle and so on. Well, all right. I guess in the time that we have here, it's my understanding that CERN is really an attempt to open the portals. If you look at the universe, and those physics has never been my strong suit. Okay, however, intellectuals like Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and Putnam and others and Stephen Hawking and we live in a multidimensional universe. And if you go back to Genesis, the book of Genesis, Genesis 6, in terms of biblical accounts, you know, we know the story of creation. We know the story of the fallen angels. We know, this is what's being presented to us or has been presented to us through the biblical text. And we also believe, depending on which physicist, scientist, and intellectual you might ask, there are different realms, different dimensions, if you will, and we live in one dimension. There are reportedly 11 or perhaps 12 more dimensions that we are not exposed to. Now, having said all of that, if you look at God and Satan, if you look at the broad view of things, God lives. Resides, I shouldn't say lives, resides or occupies all dimensions, but the pathway would be through this multidimensional path. Our consciousness, for example, and I might be getting into this a little bit heavier than I probably should, but our consciousness is said to reside outside of our body and reside in another dimension. Well, CERN, well, even less complicated than that, it should give everyone pause to take a look at CERN, the facility itself having the mythological god Shiva as a statue outside of this facility. Okay, well, that's demonic. That's a cult. That should tell you everything you want to know about the intent of CERN. Now, having said all of that. Yes, the information, according to Mr. Horn and Mr. Putnam, not to put words in their mouth, but the implication here is to create and open portals or stargates to other dimensions to either let entities in or have transport entities out or make a pathway into other dimensions. And again, this goes back to Genesis 6. Steve Quayle can talk very, very...
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want to get too deeply into this and step on next week's content, but I wanted to bring as many of us up to date on what this is about, and then next week we'll really get into the sum and substance of it. You know, let me read to you something else that's come my way, and I want to get your reaction to this. And I'll summarize the first part. This lady who's a disabled RN... She lives by herself, and she's been seeing these very serious military drills in her rural area with Black Hawk helicopters and the like. I mean, we're familiar with this low-flying aircraft, and she's about 15 miles north of Grand Rapids, and she lives on 2 acres, as I mentioned, and she said she's lived here 24 years, and she just received something in the mail, and this is the point. She says, I received a generic postcard stating that in either the spring, summer, or fall, a representative from the township would be personally visiting each homeowner to interview them about their home, number of bedrooms, update their records, find out about food storage, take measurements and photos of anything on the property, and it's requested that we welcome them when they come. I'll welcome them to leave. In fact, I got a email from a gentleman named Marlon from Big Spring, Texas, and I'm coming out with some of his photographs on Walmart tomorrow, which are very telling. And Marlon said two men pretending to be with the power company came to his house wanting to do measurements and interview him, and he showed them the door. So what do you think is going on here with these announced home intrusions or attempted home intrusions?
Well, great question, and I think, Dave, that people ought to know that this is taking place all across the United States, and they're using different agencies, they're using different tactics, but the objective is the same. Find out who is, especially where there's a question, find out who has, for example, a stockpile of ammunition, who has extra food, who has... who are the preppers? Who are the people who are the conduits, or the more active members of the Patriot movement, the constitutionalists and such? None of this is for good. I mean, look, the census, remember during the census how they would send people out and ask these invasive questions? Well, this is the same thing on steroids. I mean, this is just beyond the pale. And I do believe that this is an initiative of our domestic intelligence to find out everything that they can about the person, the people, and the property. I mean, we're talking not just the footprint of the property, but the layout of the property. And, this is happening all across the country, and it is... It's a violation of multiple amendments, shall we say, but it's also, it's interesting how many people are just opening their doors and say, come on in, sure, look around. I've got nothing to hide. Well, that's not the point. It's the identification process of people who could be potential problems down the road. And the first original Red Dawn movie, and I'm making a kind of a big leap here, but I think Red Dawn came out in 1984 with Patrick Swayze. One of the first things that the invading soldiers did was to grab a hold of all the forms from the sports stores that had homeowners with guns, the registration forms. Well, this is kind of the same way, except it's not foreign invading soldiers, it's people within are working within our government. Do they know what they're doing or why they're doing it? Probably not, but the information gets processed and used the same way, in my view. That's what we're seeing, I believe.
You know, as a follow-up to all this, Doug, you mentioned Red Dawn. I wrote an article about a year ago, and I'm in the process of updating some of the facts, but the Russians have aligned themselves militarily with no less than a dozen countries in our hemisphere with military aid, Russian soldiers in their country, housing Russian planes, Russian ships. I mean, this could be a Red Dawn invasion force. Are you aware of this?
You know, yes, from your writings, actually, which I think you've done a very good job on. And I would urge everyone to follow you on this. It's crazy, isn't it, Dave? I mean, what we're seeing here, it boggles the mind. So, for anyone to say that there's not nefarious intent or there's not something that's just off on all of this. It speaks to either naivete or a general unwillingness to even address the obvious.
Yeah, and back to these surveys and home inspections, I think it's important to mention here that if you don't appear to cooperate, but let me put it this way, quick question. Do you think this is preliminary data gathering for the creation of an updated red list?
Yeah, I think it's complementary to that. You know, it's they've got ways, of course, to tell, without our even knowing what they're doing. So I think this is complementary to it. I think this is perhaps maybe like a belt and suspenders approach to it, making sure they've got all of the information, all of the facts down. But there's nothing legitimate really about this. Don't tell me it's to assess your power consumption. Don't tell me it's to for property valuation purposes. No, you can do that in other ways. This is invasive and, frankly, unconstitutional. And so you've got to question the motives. But, you know, updating the red list or whatever, yeah, you know, sure, I think so. But, you know, to refine it, sure, absolutely.
This is insanity beyond belief. And we could go on another 10 hours here, Doug. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of these topics here. And we just got a couple of minutes left. And in that time, first of all, I just want to mention your website again, HagmanandHagman.com. His radio show is the Hagman and Hagman Report. It airs 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And, Doug, what's the easiest way for people listening right now when they want to listen to us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern? How can they get to the show? Most expeditions.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially for tomorrow night, and this goes for any night, but tomorrow night, especially for tomorrow night, go to HagmanandHagman.com. After the show, I'll be putting up a direct link on the front page to our program tomorrow night. And folks, you're not going to want to miss it because Dave Hodges is a great guest. He's got so much information. We're going to be getting into so much. So HagmanandHagman.com, look right there for upcoming shows, and you'll see it front and center for tomorrow night.
And in the brief time we have left, what's on your radar? What's coming up in your immediate future?
Well, economic issues, and I think the race baiting, that's not over. And I'll just say this: domestically, riots in the streets this summer. It's going to be a long, hot summer, Dave, and that's really what I'm concerned about. And it's going to originate in the economic area, I believe, as well as perhaps some exploitation of previous and current events involving shootings, involving police, involving race issues. I think that's going to be exploited. And also the gun ownership. Obama is really putting it on hot and heavy, too.
Yeah, he's not with that. Yep. Speaking of hot and heavy, the top of the hour breaks, breathing down our neck. Doug Hagman, always a great job.
Right.
Looking forward to being on with you tomorrow night. Archives will be up later tonight. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see everybody in hour number three.
Conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.